Joining us now with agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another beautiful day across the Midwest. Temperatures are above average, running mostly in the upper 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. We have mostly fair skies in the majority of the area. There's a few clouds around, I suppose, from parts of northern Indiana back into parts of Iowa and Minnesota. There's a little warm front beginning to form in those areas. It's also raining a little bit across portions of Kansas and Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas. That's not in the Midwest, obviously, but that is our source region for weather throughout the day today and overnight tonight. There will be some showers that will develop across the region from Missouri into the Ohio River Basin. Most of the precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will be with us during that period of time. And most likely we'll see upwards to a quarter of an inch of moisture result. Some of the precipitation will dissipate overnight, and some of it will stay with us during the day tomorrow. Another shot of energy will come from the southern plains into the Midwest as we move deeper into the afternoon tomorrow and on into Friday morning. This disturbance will likely produce just a trace upwards to maybe another quarter of an inch of moisture. There might be one or two counties out there that could end up with between 2/10 and maybe around 4/10 of an inch of moisture, but that will be quite rare. The system will be a little further north than today's precipitation event, so some areas in central Illinois up into northern parts of Ohio may also get a little bit of shower activity during that late Thursday, early Friday event. After that, a cool front will cut down across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday. The frontal boundary is going to come across the region with very little moisture to work with, so there might be some snow showers across parts of northern Michigan and northern Wisconsin, but most other areas in the Midwest will be free and clear of significant precipitation as this event moves southward. The temperatures will get a little bit nippy, though. We'll look for some temperatures that falling back into the teens and 20s across the Great Lakes region and upper parts of the Midwest as the cold air settles in during the latter part of the weekend. We'll expect to see low temperatures until then, a lot more seasonable. We'll expect to see high temperatures across the Midwest today staying fairly mild. A lot of 40 and 50 degree readings expected, and the same will be true for tomorrow and for the most part on Friday. Now, on Friday afternoon, we will see just a little bit more warmth evolve as we get out towards the, in the western Corn Belt in particular, from South Dakota down into Kansas and Missouri. We may see some temperatures getting up into the 60s and lower 70s once again. And that heat will work its way eastward into the Ohio River Valley on Saturday, but that cold air mass I mentioned before will work its way southward from the Great Lakes region and parts of the northern plains and will bring cooler bias conditions back into the lower parts of the Midwest as we get into Sunday and Monday. We do expect to see highs only in the 30s and 40s in the north and 40s in the few lower 50s in the south during those cooler bias days. Down in South America, the conditions are unchanged today. It's still raining an awful lot in parts of Sao Paulo and southern Minas Gerais, as well as Goiás, and those areas will continue seeing quite a bit of rain as we move forward through the next, next 5 to 7 days. The majority of the Argentina crop country will likely experience a good drying bias for a while. It did rain heavily last night in parts of the southwest corner of Argentina, but that's not likely to prevail across the rest of the region. We're actually going to see net drying conditions for several days, and another chance for rain will develop in Argentina during midweek next week. Overall, South America weather still looks generally good, except for a little bit of rain delay in parts of central Brazil. This is Drew Lerner, for meteorologist with World Weather Incorporated.